Several years ago, particularly ito po ay taong 2010, so ito po ay 12 years ago, ang Christianity Today magazine ay naglabas po ng isang poll survey. At karamihan po ng survey na ito na sinurvey ay mga nasa Western countries. Ito po ang kanilang survey patungkol dun sa katanungan, is man basically good? Ang tao daw po ba ay pangkaraniwang mabuti? So yun lamang po ang statement na inilabas ng isa pong kilalang Christian magazine, yung Christianity Today. It was done 2010, which is 12 years ago. At isa pong nakakagulat na istatistikang bumalik matapos pong i-poll survey ang mga tao, karamihan po sa Western countries, 78%. So sadyang napakataas po. 78% ang mga nagsabi, yes, man is basically good. So yan po ang pananaw ng karamihang sinurvey. 78%. Napakataas pong porsyentong ito sa katanungan kung ang tao ba ay sadyang mabuti. Nakalulungkot po ang istatistikang ito. Bakit po? Today is July 10. Today is the 513th birthday of John Calvin. John Calvin na isang reformer from Switzerland. Isang tao na kinasangkapan ng Diyos upang ipagtanggol ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, ang mga katuruan nito, at nung siya po'y pumanaw, ay sumulpot po ang isang grupo ng mga tao na tumatuligsa sa mga katuruan sa Biblia, at ito po'y sinagot ng kanyang mga followers. At isa ho sa mga na-formulate ng kanyang mga followers is yung pong tinatawag na doctrine of grace. Particularly, the total inability, the total depravity of man. Ito po'y hango doon po sa two volumes na isinulat ni John Calvin sa kanyang aklat na Institute of Christian Religion. At doon po sinasabi ang katotohanan na ang tao ay hindi mabuti. Yes, siya'y nilikhang mabuti. Perpekto, walang sala. Subalit, dahil sa kanyang rebelyon at pagsuway sa kaisang-isang utos ng Diyos, in Genesis chapter 3, ay ating masusumpungan ang corruption, ang dungis sa kabuuan ng sangkatauhan. So ito pong statistics na ito na ginawa ng Christianity Today na 78% ay nakalulungkot sapagkat ang mga taong sinabihang ito o yung mga taong sinurvey na ito, hindi ho nila alam ang doktrina ng Biblia. Hindi ho nila alam ang doktrina ng tao at ng kasalanan. Hindi nila alam ang doktrina patungkol sa katuruan ng man's depravity na siya nga pong itinanghal ng mga followers ni John Calvin na nagdiriwang po ngayon ng kanyang 513th birthday. At kung titingnan po natin sa kasaysayan, ay hindi po natin masasabi na talagang mabuti ang tao. Last week lamang po, in the world news, July 4, 6 ang namatay at 21 ang nasugat, ang na-injured sa Highland Park, Illinois, USA, in the celebration of July 4, na kung saan meron pong isang tao ang nag-trigger happy, na maril na lamang bigla. At kung ating pong babalikan sa kasaysayan sa Amerika, eh hindi ho ito ang unang-unang pagkakataong nangyari ang mga bagay na yun. Remember, 2 months ago, eskwelahan, mga grade 5 students, ang biktima, 20 plus, ang namatay. Last Friday, in broad daylight, the former Prime Minister of Japan, Abe, ay binaril in broad daylight. And there are so many bombings, terrorists in all parts of the world. At kung babalikan natin ang kasaysayan, the genocide, the mass murder ng mga tao sa mga nagdaang panahon at siglo. Ito'y pagpapabatid at pagpapahayag na hindi totoo yung haka-haka ng mga taong sinurvey ng Christian Today's Magazine that 78% tells us or they say that man is good. It's the other way around. This just proves that man is not basically good. Kinakailangang bumalik ng tao sa sinasabi at tinuturo ng Biblia upang siya'y makumbinsi. O kahit siya may maturuan man lamang, matutunan niya kung ano ang tunay na kalagayan ng sangkatauhan. Na ang tao ay may dungis. Depraved siya sa aspetong ito. Well, kung ating pong titingnan ang synopsis ng talatang ating pag-aaralan, chapter 6, verse 1 to 5, again, as we go back, this is a series. No, ito po ay isang series at serye ng ating pag-aaral dito po sa Genesis. Sinimulan po natin sa Genesis 1 to 3, and then now we are going from Adam to Noah. Nakita po natin, in the very beginning, the Lord made perfect, a perfect world, a sinless man. But only in few chapter 3, we see man fall. And then after that, chapter 4, the descendants of Cain. Chapter 5, the descendants of Seth. And here we see in chapter 6, ang sabi, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born of them, the sons of man, the son of God, so the daughters of man were attractive and they took their wives at any they choose. So makikita po natin, this is just after 10 generations from Adam. Remember si Enoch, last Sunday, pang-pito siya. Pang-pitong henerasyon si Enoch. Pero itong talatang ating pag-aaralan ngayong umaga, chapter 6, it is the 10th generation. Pang-sampung henerasyon magmula kay Adan. At dito makikita natin, with only few chapters of this book, we see the humanity increases, dumadami, libo-libong tao na, o million na probably ang tao during this time. And yet, as humanity increases, their wickedness abounds, increases greatly on the face of the earth. Here we see the shocking and moral spiritual decline, ang pagbulusok pababa in the moral and spiritual realm ng mga ng tao. The decline of the human race, na ang sabi po dito sa verse 5, as you follow me, please follow me in verse 5, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention and thoughts of his human heart was only evil continually. So ito po yung shocking and disturbing indictment patungkol sa human race, na habang dumadami ang tao, lumalala at dumadami din ang kasamaan. At dito pinapakita, nagmumula saan? Sa puso, sa kaibuturan ng puso at isip ng tao, which led to, later on, the total termination. Tatlong bagay po ang nais kong makita natin sa ating pag-aaral dito po sa unang limang talata ng ating pag-aaral. First, verse 1 and verse 2, the degenerate world. Ang pagbagsak at pagbalusok ng mundo, ng sangkatauhan. Secondly, verse 5, the depravity of man. Nais ko pong pag-aralan natin, tingnan natin, muli nating balikan ang tinuturo ng Biblia upang hindi tayo mapasama doon sa 78% na kumikilala na ang tao ay mabuti. Muli nating balikan, ano ba ang kondisyon natin ng tao, ng sangkatauhan ayon sa liwanag ng salita ng Diyos. And that is the depravity of man. The doctrine of depravity of man, verse 5. And thirdly and lastly, the doctrine of depravity applied. We will make an application. Matapos nating matutunan at makita ang kalagayan ng tao sa harap ng Diyos, sa deklarasyon ng Biblia, na tayo ay makasalanan, masama at madungis, we will make an application. What are the lessons about this doctrine of man's depravity? Ito po ang tatlong bagay na nais kong tingnan natin at pag-aralan natin sa umagang ito. Una, in verses 1 and verse 2, the degenerate world, the degenerated world. Dito po makikita natin nagsasalarawan the ancient world. Pinapakita po, pinoportray na habang dumadami, ito po ay papalala ng palala, pasira ng pasira. As the world picture, the increased decay and degenerate, that there is a generic, Deacon Ray? Degenerate society. From chapter 4, Salamic, no? Mula po sa kanyang polygamous wife. Si Lamech po ay siya po yung kauna-unahang nagbigay ng dumanas ng kanyang polygamous relationship. Pinagyabang pa po niya sa kanyang dalawang asawa. It is a world in which violence prevails. Dito makikita po natin in chapter 2 verses 1 to verse 2 meron pong nangyaring intermarriages. It is a world that the godly influence were rejected. Tinanggihan, tinalikuran po ang kanilang pagkilala sa prinsipyong itinuturo ng Diyos. Well, ito pong talatang ating pinag-aaralan, basically ito pong verse 2 and verse 4. Isa ho ito sa pinaka masasabi nating napakahirap na passage. Probably a controversial passage ng isang section ng Biblia sapagkat meron pong views about this particular intermarriages. Nabanggit po dito sa verse 4 yung pong mga higante. So basically, mapapansin po natin dito, hindi ko po bibigyan tuong pansin ang bagay nito, but bibigyan ko lang po ng konting introduction. Basically, even Orthodox biblical scholars and even some Reformed theologians ay hati po sa posisyong ito. In fact, iba po sa kanila ay parehas pong naniniwala, magkaiba po ang kanilang paniwala regarding this matter. For example, ito po ay isang traditional view. Ang view po dito sa traditionally ay isang bagay na yung pong sons of God na tinutukoy sa verse 2, sinasabi daw po ito ay fallen angel. Bakit po? Kasi kung titingnan po ninyo sa Job chapter 1, verse 6, na ang account po dun sa Job chapter 1, verse 6, yung pong sons of God na ito ay papanganik panaog daw po sa lupa at sa langit. At ang kanilang kasama ay sino? Si Satanas. So, there is a great contention or a great strong argument. There is a strong argument at marami pong mga even Reformed theologians ang humahawak dito po sa katotohanan ito na sila po ay naniniwala na ito daw po ay fallen angels. Na sila daw po ay sumapi sa katawang tao at sila po ay nakipag-asawa sa mga babaeng descendants ng tao. So, yan po ang unang-unang interpretation dito, which is a first traditional view. These are fallen angels who took human forms and intermarried the daughters of men. At ito po yung naging dahilan kung bakit nagkaroon po ng mga giants. There were strong and cruel and evil creatures in verse 4. So, yan po yung unang-unang interpretation. And I would say it is a traditional view. At ito po yung pinaniniwalaan ng ibang mga even the reforms, reformed theologians. On the other hand, meron pong tinatawag naman, yung pong another view is, these are the descendants of Seth, yung sons of God na binanggit sa chapter 5. Nagustuhan daw po nila at nakipag-asawa daw po sila o kanila pong nag-intermarriage sila sa daughters of men ng mga descendants naman ni Cain sa chapter 4. So parehong view po itong dalawang ito, and I would rather go with this particular view that the descendants of Seth in chapter 5, which is called the sons of God, they intermarried with the daughters of men of the descendants of Cain in chapter 4. So yan po ang unang bagay na makikita natin dito. Ano po ang ating makikitang aplikasyon at maliwanag na aplikasyon sa bagay na ito? Well, una, mapapansin po natin. First lesson. When men left alone without any guiding principle, they will surely lean towards spiritual decadence. Kapag daw po ang tao, pinabayaan mo siya na walang maliwanag, maayos at tamang gabay, siya po ay kikiling sa kamalian at sa kasamaan. Yan po ang isa sa mga epekto ng pagkahulog ng ating unang magulang sa kasalanan. We have lost the sense of perfection. We are sinless, but because of the disobedience, we become sinners. At ang lahat po ng mga naging angkan at anak-anakan ni Adan, yung ating pong pinag-aralan na mayroong dalawang descendants, even the descendants of Seth, they are still sinners. Pero ito ang pinili ng Diyos na dun lalabas ang family tree ng ating tagapagligtas. That's why that's the first basic lesson here we could find. When men left alone without the principle, the guiding principle of the scripture, they will surely lean towards spiritual and moral decadence. Secondly, the principle of unequal yoking is evident in this particular chapter. Wala pa pong direktiba. Let us remember, wala pa pong direktiba na huwag kang makipamatok. Lalabas po yun sa Deuteronomy 5. Pero the principle on this particular segment, it has been established. Yung konsepto po, wala pa yung utos, yung direktang utos, but yung konsepto, nandito na. Sa simula pa lamang ng institusyon ng pagpapamilya, naroroon na, intact na, ang konseptong ito. Tandaan po natin, this is the 10th generation from Adam. And the effects of neglecting the principle of unequal yoking, which is a consistent teaching of the entire Bible. To prove to you, turn your Bible on these following verses. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. Ano pong sabi dito? And you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons. For they would turn away your sons from following me and serve other God. Then the anger of the Lord would be kindled against you and he would destroy you quickly. 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 1 to verse 4. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughters of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sudayan and Hittite woman, from the nation concerning which the Lord had said to the people of Israel, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clung to this love. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And the wives turned away his heart. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as the heart of his father, as the heart of David, his father. So, makikita po natin dito yung epekto ng kanila pong pagsuway. Kapag giniit nila yung kanilang emosyon, kapag giniit nila yung kanilang pakiramdam, pag pinangunahan nila ang kanilang puso, at hindi po ito nakabatay sa prinsipyong itinuturo at nakasaad sa salita ng Diyos. Anong sabi dito? Tiyak sila ay itataboy. Ang kanilang pagmamahal sa Diyos na buhay at dakila ay tiyak na aagawin. Ezra chapter 9 verse 1 and 2. Ezra chapter 9. Verse 1. After these things had been done, the official approached me and said, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land with their abomination from the Canaanites, Hittites and Perizzites, Jebusites and Ammonites and Amorites, the Egyptians and the Amorites, for they have taken some of their daughters to be their wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race was mixed itself with the people of the lands. And in this unfaithfulness, the hand of the official, the chief man, has been foremost. Nehemiah, chapter 13. The next book, Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 23. In those days, I saw the Jews had married women of Ashdod, Amnon, and Abbot, and Moab. And the half of their children spoke the last language of Ashdod. And they could not speak the language of Judah, but only in the language of each people. And I confronted them, and I cursed them, and I beat some of them, and pulled out their hair. And I made them take an oath in the name of God, saying, you shall not give your daughters and your sons to take their daughters for your sons and for yourselves. You did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin on the account of such women? Among many nations there are no king like him. And he was beloved by his God, and God made him king over Israel. Nevertheless, foreign women made him even to sin. Shall we then listen to you and do all these great evil things or great evil and act treacherously against our God by marrying foreign women? So dito makikita po natin si Nehemiah, no? Sa kanyang sobrang gigil at galit na nabunot pa. Bakit? Kasi yung mga anak ay hindi na marunong magsalita ng kanilang lingwahe. Ang natutunan nilang lingwahe ay yung lingwahe ng kanilang mga paganong ina, ama. Ano pong implikasyon niyan? Paano sila sasamba sa Diyos if they don't know the language, the Hebrew language? How would they able to worship, to make sacrifice with the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? So dito makikita po natin, the principle of unequally yoking has been set forth bago pa dumating ang utos. And in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. Verse 14. Do not be unequally yoking with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? So dito makikita po natin, the Bible is consistent teaching this principle of unequal yoking. Na kung saan, in Genesis chapter 6, doon nagsimulang i-break. Sa pagdami ng tao, kinalimutan ang prinsipyo at turo ng Diyos, napasama ang lipunan. When society abandons the principle of God's word, expect bad things turn to worse. Lalong-lalo na kapag nilegislate ng government ang morality, it will turn confusion and chaos. Kaya it is a challenge for every Christian family, for Christian parents. It is the duty of Christian parents, not legislators. We are the true guardians of our domestic family. We are the true guardians of morality, domestic morality and purity. At ang iglesia ay dapat naninindigan sa katotohanan ng prinsipyong itinuturong ito. At kailanman hindi dapat i-compromise ang mga maliliwanag at consistent na prinsipyong itinuturo ng salita ng Diyos. And that's the problem of our generation today. If we will be honest, if every pastor, every churches will be honest, the clear teaching of male leadership in the church, we will have no problem sana in church government of our generation. But what happened in the past? What happened in the generation of the past? They began to relax. Itong prinsipyong ito, na pagdating sa loob ng pamilya, sa loob ng iglesia, ang inatasan at ang itinalaga ng Diyos ay male leadership. But look what happened. When Western churches, when Western evangelical churches and denomination relax this principle, what happened? 20 years ago, nirelax ito. This paid way to what? Women's leadership. This paid way to pastora. And after 20 years, ano meron na ngayon sa Western countries? Sa Western churches, gay, lesbian ministers. Anong pinag-ugatan? Ni-relax ang maliwanag na prinsipyong male leadership. In like manner, sa ating mga iglesia, sa ating mga pamilya, when Christian parents and family, they relax this principle of unequal yoking, we must pray, we must guide, we must encourage, we must counsel our children for their future relationship. We must be praying, parents, Christian parents, we must be praying that may the Lord guide our children to find a prudent and godly man and woman to be with them in the future. At kahit hindi pa sila nagpo-profess, kahit hindi pa sila mananampalataya at nagpahayag, ating ipanalangin ang Kristiyanong values, these Christian principles and values na way lakaran nila. Itong kanilang mga natutunan, itong kanilang mga nalaman, may this be their guiding principle in having their own families. Thirdly and lastly, it is only by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the solution for man's moral and spiritual decadence and corruption. The decay, the degeneration in our society, Ang tanging solusyon dito, walang iba kung hindi ang ebanghelyo, ang makapangyarihang ebanghelyo ng ating Panginoong Kristo. At magmumula ito, magmula sa matapat na pangangaral, matapat na pagtuturo ng lalaking nasa pulpito na ipinapangaral, itinuturo ang precious gospel na ito. It will transform individual, and that individual will turn to families, and that families will be part of society. There would be transformation in the society and the nation. It is start with an individual. Hindi po hopeless ang sitwasyon natin ngayon. We must understand, there is hope. There is remedy to man's malady. And that is the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, tapos po nating makita ang degenerated world in verse 1 and verse 2. Secondly, in verse 5, ito po yung isang bagay na dapat nating kailangan muling matutunan upang hindi natin kilalanin o matulad tayo doon sa survey na ginawa ng Christianity Today magazine na 78% ang nagsasabing mabuti, sadyang mabuti ang tao. Again, have your Bibles. Get ready, for we will course to the different scriptural reference in order for you to be convinced that man is not basically good. Man is sinful. Man is wicked. Kahit hindi mo tanggapin yan, kahit i-deny mo yan, hindi nagbabago ang deklarasyon ng Diyos sa sangkatauhan. Una, pansinin po natin, man's whole personality and faculties were totally affected by sin. Psalms 51, verse 5. Psalms 51, verse 5. Ano pong sabit patotoo ni Haring David patungkol sa kanyang sarili? Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. The very nature of a human, even as a child, at habang lumalaki siya, kung siya'y hindi makakaugnay at magkakaroon ng pagkilala sa ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Kristo, his own very nature, even as a toddler, even as a child, even as an adolescent, a young adult, or a senior citizen, ang default mo, you are defaulted to sin, to steal, to lie, and to cheat. Yan ang default mode mo. Ano man ang antas at level ng iyong buhay, mapapansin mo yan sa bata pa lamang. A 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, a toddler, a child, an adolescent or teenager. Our very nature is to steal, to lie, and to cheat. Our entire body is affected by sin. Our thoughts, our hearts. Jeremiah 17:9, mapapansin po natin, ito po'y wicked, tinawag na wicked, lubha, lubos na napakasama. At kung itong ating puso ang ating gagawing final authority, eh lalo tayong mapapahamak. When we made our hearts as our final authority, we regularly twist scripture to say what it pleases our hearts. Kung ang ating gagawing batayan ay ang ating pakiramdam, ang ating puso, ititwist mo ang scripture, you will regularly twist the scripture to say whatever pleases your heart. Not only the heart, but also the mind is corrupted by sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Turn your Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 2 verse 14. Unang Korinto, kabanatang 2, talatang 14. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Yan ang tunay na kalagayan ng isip mo, ng puso mo. Tatanggi mo ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi mo maintindihan ang salita ng Diyos. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. May talukbong, may nakatakip. Merong hindrance sa sight mo, sa iyong paningin. At ang Biblia nagsasabi dyan, kung wala ka mang amor sa salita ng Diyos, ikay matabang, wala kang ka-interest without enthusiasm, it only shows your spiritual condition. Ephesians 4 verse 8. Ephesians 4 verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the light of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. Kung papansin po nyo rito, talagang grabe yung kondisyon at kalagayan ng kaisipan ng tao. And finally, the conscience. Man's conscience is also affected by sin. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Verse 15 and 16. Ang sabi po dito ay, I'm sorry, I get the wrong na. Chapter 1. Verse 15 to 16. To the pure, all things are pure. But to the defiled, the unbelieving, nothing is pure. But both their minds and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny Him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for every good work. Eh, napakarami po pong talata na ating babalikan at titingnan. Mauubos po yung aking oras na nakalaan. Pagpapatunay, pagpapakita na ang tao ay hindi sadyang mabuti. Ikaw, yung isang magulang, gaano man kamahalang yung anak. Subalit ang deklarasyon ng Biblia, siya'y hindi lalapit sa liwanag. Hindi siya naghahanap ng liwanag. Men love darkness rather than light. No natural man can actually choose God and serve God by his own self. Sabi po yan ng isang theologian na si Louis Berkhof. No natural man can actually choose and serve God by his own self. Ano pong puntong tinutukoy dito at pinapakita? The Bible clearly teaches that after the fall of Adam, we, all of us, the entire humanity, were members of this fallen and condemned human race. Ito ang kalagayan mo, kaibigan. Ito ang kondisyon mo. Ito ang kampong kinabibilangan mo. Kung wala ka pang ugnayan kay Kristo, mapabata, mapamatanda, mapapalalaki o babae, we are already judged. We are dead man walking. We are bound to eternal lake of fire. Because the virtue of our identification is on the federal head, dun sa unang Adan. We have his spiritual DNA. At hindi mababago yun by your human effort. It is only by an alien righteousness. Kakaibang katwiran. Hindi sarili mong katwiran, kundi ang katwiran na labas sa iyo. At ito ay ang katwiran ni Kristo. Thirdly and finally, as I close, let me close this doctrine of the total depravity of man in this particular aspect. First, the doctrine of depravity must teach us that God is not obligated to save everyone. Not obligated to save everyone or even anyone. I would rather put to the extent, walang obligasyon ang Diyos na iligtas ang sino man sa atin. The Bible clearly states that after the fall of our first parent, the fall of Adam, lahat tayo ay naging katulad ni Adam. Remember, going back to last sermon last Sunday, Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, diba? Si Adan nilikha mula sa wangis ng Diyos. Anong sabi doon sa talata? At nung ipanganak ni Adan, sino? Si Seth. Kaninong wangis na? Sa wangis na ni Adan. Sa wangis ni Adan na siya po ay makasalanan. Lugmok na sa kasalanan. We are members of the fallen and the condemned human race. We are like Adam. At yan po ang isang katotohanan na hindi natin pwedeng pasubalian. Every humankind, infant who died in their infancy, makasalanan. Those who didn't reach the age of accountability, if you are below 18, you're still a sinner. Whether you are a toddler, a teenager, or adolescents, you are still sinner. And those who are not rich and heard the gospel of Christ. Kahit po yung mga nasa liblib na lugar, yung mga nasa tribo, mga uncivilized tribe, na hindi po na abutan ng ebanghelyo ng Panginoong sa Kristo, kapag sila'y namatay, sila'y parurusahan. Pwede mong sabihin at lumalaro sa iyong kaisipan, napaka-unfair nun. Walang unfair dun. That is the justice of God. That's why this doctrine must ought to teach us God is not obligated to save anyone. Kung walang pinili ang Diyos, yung walong kaluwa, si Noah at ang kanyang sambahayan, kung hindi pinili ng Diyos yun, masama ba ang Diyos? Kasalanan ba ng Diyos kung hindi niya pinili at iligtas yung isang pamilyang yun? Magpasalamat tayo dahil may tinira pa siya. Sapagkat maaari niyang i-recreate ang mundo, start all over again. Kayang gawin ng Diyos yun. Kaya ang doktrinang ito ay dapat matutunan natin that God is not obligated to save anyone. Secondly, the doctrine of depravity must also put into silence all boasting and complaining. Ang doktrina ng ating pagiging madungis sa pamantayan ng Diyos, ito po'y dapat magpatahimik sa lahat ng mga nagyayabang at mga reklamador sa Diyos. Oftentimes we argue, oftentimes we question God, why such things happen to me? Para bang as if we deserve an explanation. But the truth is, we are morally proud. We are morally arrogant. Why? Because we are challenging and questioning God sa mga unpleasant experiences ng ating nararanasan sa buhay. Bakit? Kasi hindi mo naiintindihan ang doktrina ng pagkadungis ng tao. Madungis ka! Imagine to, mga kapatid. Ang isang batang hamog. You know, batang hamog o taong grasa. Ang isang taong grasa, pupunta siya sa Malacanang, magrereklamo siya kay BBM. Mumurahin niya sa BBM. Magbibigay siya ng maraming statement. Sasabihin niya ang kanyang karapatan. Ano sa tingin niyo papansinin siya ni BBM? Sa tingin mo ba makakalusot siya sa presidential guard? Sa tingin niyo ba makakapasok siya at makakausap niya ng harap-harapan si BBM? Yung estado ng kanyang buhay, yung kanyang estado sa lipunan? Kaibigan, ganun ka sa harap ng Diyos. Pwede kang umuwi. Pwede kang magreklamo. Subalit ito ay walang merito. Sapagkat ang totoo, sa harap ng isang banal at matuwid na Diyos, at sa iyong kalagayan sa kanyang harapan, dapat ang iyong maging tugon ay pananahimik, pagpapakumbaba. The doctrine of depravity must put you into silence, all boasting and complaining. We ought to remind ourselves that we are nothing in comparison to the vastness of the universe that God had created. That every oxygen you inhale is a gift from God. The very morning that you open your eyes today is a blessing from God. Romans 3:19. Now we know that whatever the law says, speak to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. The reason why people murmur and complain, they don't understand the doctrine of man's depravity. Thirdly and finally, ang katotohanan ng man's depravity may lead us in pleading and fleeing to God for mercy and salvation in Christ Jesus. Kung totoo mong naunawaan ang iyong espiritual na kondisyon sa harap ng isang banal at matuwid na Diyos, na ikaw ay madungis, ikaw ay makasalanan, ikaw ay napakasama, ito dapat ang magtulak sa iyo, mag-motivate sa iyo na magpatira pa, magbakaawa, lumapit at humingi ng abag at biyaya na masusumpungan lamang kay Kristo. The depravity of man must lead us to pleading and fleeing to God for mercy and salvation to Christ and Christ alone. May our hearts be moved. May our minds and thoughts be realized na ang tanging paraan lamang is the anointed Son of God, no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Wala nang ibang ibinigay na pangalan sa ikaliligtas, sa ikapapatawad, sa ikalilinis ng iyong puso, sa ikatutuwid ng iyong pag-iisip, kung hindi ang ikalawang persona ng Diyos na iniwan niya ang kanyang kaluwalhatian sa langit. He took the frailty of humanity upang siya'y maging sin-bearer. Siya ang nagbata, siya ang nagdala ng ating mga sala sa kanyang katawan sa krus. Siya'y binayubay sa krus. Siya'y hinagupit, siya'y itinako. He was beaten up, bruised, plugged. Bakit? Sapagkat yun ang paraan. He took the penalty of sin, by dying for your behalf and mine. Ito po yung isang voluntaryong pagsasagawa ni Jesus. Ito'y kusang loob niya bilang pagsunod sa kagustuhan ng kanyang Ama. Kaya nga ang panawagan ay pagsisisit, sampalatayanan mo, pagtiwalaan mo ang ginawang kamatayan ni Kristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Put your trust in the finished work of Christ at the cross. And you will receive pardon from your sin. And you will never experience the second death, the eternal death in hell. Let me close in this illustration. 2 days ago, ang Philippine Star nagbanggit ng isang article na nangyari noong July 4. Si Rayanne Swaglar, siya po ay nag-step down mula sa kanyang position as the co-founder of Southern African Satanist Church. Matapos po niyang maengkwentro ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Ayon sa kanyang patotoo, he has been an atheist most of his life. Subalit na engkwentro niya ang kaligtasan, ang kapatawaran sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus. Ito ang kanyang sinabi, "The kingdom of God is not a gated community. It is open to everybody. It is called grace. The worst sinner can be pardoned. The most notorious and wicked sinner can be forgiven. Christ came not for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. Remember, Christ died for sinners, not for the saints." Naway maliwanagan ka, kaibigan, sa mensaheng ito. At naway maintindihan mo at matutunan mo ang doktrina ng pagkadungis ng tao. Man's depravity, man's wickedness, at naway ito'y magtulak sa iyo, magpatirapa, magsuko ng iyong buhay kay Kristo lamang. As the hymn states, "In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save, till on the cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin in Him was laid. Here, in His death of Christ, I live." Yan ang karanasan ng bawat isang mananampalataya. Kasing sama ka man ni Rayanne Swaglar, na co-founder ng South African Satanist Church, pero binago ng Diyos. Niligtas ng Diyos. Maaaring hindi ka kasing sama ng taong ito, pero sa batayan pa rin ng Diyos, ikaw pa rin ay isang makasalanan. Ang pangangailangan ng taong ito ay pangangailangan mo rin. Naway lumapit ka kay Kristo Jesus. Tayo manalangin. Tulungan mo nawa kami, Panginoong Diyos, na maunawaan namin ang aming tunay na kalagayan sa iyong harapan upang matanggal at mawala ang aming mga kayabangan, upang matanggal ang aming pagiging reklamador at pagmamaang-maangan ng aming katalinuhan. Naway makundig kami ng katotohanan ito at itulak kami sa iyong kaisa-isang anak na si Kristo Jesus. Amen.